Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Flophouse. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. You know me, Elliot.
Yep, that's your name. Don't wear it out yourself. Let
Use
others
it
do it for
or
you.
Or lose it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so this is a podcast that's normally about bad movies. That's what we, that's our mission statement as stated on most of the old episodes, but we've started doing these
it's
little
minis.
It's
what we're going to tell the devil when we get to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've started doing a few little minis. Every other week we do shows that are kind of just our own different weird formats. And yet again, I've gone back to the well, guys. I did a mini in the past called Goofs, and then I did another mini called Goofs Toofs, and this
oh no,
this rather than Geefs Threefs is called Goofs 90s Kids Remember. So let's
okay, so it's just a BuzzFeed article.
Let's yeah. refresh ourselves on the Goofs concept.
Yeah. In case people are having trouble picking up the ball, yeah.
Yeah. The Goofs concept is thus. It is a contest between Elliot and Stuart with me as the mm-hmm. game master, where I give them an IMDb goof, and they have to guess what movie this goof comes from, what IMDb movie page mm-hmm. this has been put on. And you have to remember that IMDb is largely user-generated in its content, and so the concept—
Yeah, it's not naturally occurring.
Yeah. The
well, erosion doesn't cause IMDb.
The idea of what constitutes a goof, thus, is somehow somewhat whimsically applied by the users and readers of IMDb.
He's a dog, though, right?
Who? Which one?
Goof. A dog goof. With a son. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Goof.
What's his son's name? Is it also Goofy?
Sam? Is that right?
Is it Sam?
It's probably Bernard.
Mm.
Maxwell?
Oh, no. We're gonna look like real assholes.
Jimberly? I think it's Jimberly.
Because we've referenced the Goofy movie like a million times on this podcast, which is wild because we don't even have a million episodes. And yet I know nothing about it. Other than that meme about, you know, Dan, you live like this.
Camping in it. Okay. I think that's a large part of the narrative.
Sure, sure.
So anyway, so the point is I'm going to read off a goof and you guys will have chances to say what movie you think this goof has been listed from.
The Goofy movie. Mm-hmm. Did we start?
And what? Yeah, no. we're going to go back and forth. I will announce
like a pendulum
who gets the first shot at a question, and the other person will have a chance to steal for the point. And also, this is a 10 question game. There are two rounds. The first round will be very like beloved or highly critically acclaimed movies from the 90s, and the second round will be somewhat harder because, as this is a bad movie podcast, it will be some of the bigger critical or commercial flops of the 90s. So
you got it.
Okay, so we're getting the yin and the yang.
That's right. So the first round, these are the better 90s movies in the popular imagination. Goofs, ooh, 90s so, kids, remember.
Dan throwing a little shade at the critically acclaimed 90s movies.
I know, I'm only, I just want to specify, like, hey, it may not be your favorite, but when we talk to general acclaim, this is what's going on. So. Uh-huh.
And how is general acclaim doing ever since he was, his dishonorable discharge from military?
Yeah, now he has to sell insurance or whatever the fuck with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, with Shaquille O'Neal.
So this first goof is for Elliot.
Wait, I'm imagining now they're talking to the general and they're like, you cannot wear your uniform while you sell insurance. I'm sorry. It's so clearly outside the military code of ethics for you to wear your military uniform while you're selling
I mean,
a
but
product.
That's why they hired him, Elliot. Why, what else the fuck would he wear?
That's, like saying, that's why they hired me. Look, this is all I have. They took my pension away.
I didn't know the rest of the scene was happening.
All right. All right, Elliot.
So the first question is for me. This is a goof from the 90s that a 90s kid like me would know.
Yeah. Check out this goof. You're going to be so embarrassed that they made this goof. This is... And this goof goes as such. Literally, swallowing one's tongue is impossible. However, an unconscious person's tongue may sag backwards and block their airway, leading to suffocation. This is what is usually referred to by the phrase, it is not a voluntary act. So what movie inspired this egregious goof about tongue swallowing? It's from the 90s.
Is that Seven?
It's not Seven. Stuart, do you want to steal this one?
Yeah, why don't I? The English Patient.
While one can easily imagine someone going to some sort of English patient suffering from tongue swallowing.
Oi, he's not tongue swallower. He swallowed his tongue, I say.
Is that Rafe?
That was Rafe Fiennes as the doctor in The English Patient.
This is Silence of the Lambs. The Silence of the Lambs.
Right. I got my serial killers in the 90s mixed up.
I was pretty close.
Yeah. A reader of IMDb wants us to know that Hannibal Lecter could not have talked Miggs into swallowing his own tongue for, being rude to Clarice, as he puts it.
It seems like a misunderstanding of the situation.
Yes. Let's move on to number two. This is for Stuart.
Yes.
Check out this goof. You are going to do a fucking flip take when you hear this goof.
Okay. I better pull my wig down.
You're not going to be able to believe that they left it in the movie.
How could they do this? Here we
go.
Somebody
better have gotten fired.
Here's this primo goof. Mia draws a rectangle to call Vincent a square. What film is that? Were they geometric error?
Pulp Fiction. That's Pulp Fiction. That's the theme song to Pulp Fiction.
I'm not even going to point out that it was a little unfair that Stuart's goof included the names of characters in the film.
Don't worry. You'll get ones with characters too. But
Dan, until I get one, I'm going to worry like Bill Murray.
You also have to understand that this
thing?
Is
it rhymes, and I imagine he worries a lot. He gives off a cool guy vibe, but I imagine he worries quite a bit.
Yeah, I am also less concerned.
He doesn't worry like Tim Curry.
No, Tim Curry doesn't do much of anything anymore. Sadly,
what the fuck, dude?
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I'm less concerned with the mechanics of the game and what makes a fair game, and more about saying a bunch of funny goofs.
I guess that's fair. That's fair. And also, and fair game is a 90s movie.
Wow,
we see
the puppeteer's hands all of a sudden
peek behind the curtain.
Jigsaw goes, "Would you like to play a little game? Keeping in mind, I don't really care that much about the fairness of the game or how the rules work.
More of a
I'm just trying to
premise.
Kill you.
It's just a vehicle for laughs.
All right, Elliot, this one's for you. All of the toys are believed to have a soul within them, which makes them come alive. RC is seen falling behind because of low batteries. Since RC is alive, it would have no use for batteries. What film had this goof?
I'm going to guess that's Toy Story, Dan.
Yeah, that motherfucking goof was from Toy Story.
I thought it was Toys with Robin Williams.
That's at first I thought, started thinking that too. Another 90s hit.
Okay, three questions.
Yeah, yeah. Well regarded.
Three questions.
Toys is one of those movies. I remember seeing it on HBO multiple times as a kid, being like, "Why?" Even as a kid, I was like, "I don't understand why this was made. Like, I don't know the thinking behind it."
Well, my thing is, even as a kid, I had conceptual issues with it. I was like, "Well, this is like a pacifist movie," but then at the end, all of the quote unquote peaceful toys go to war against the war toys. So, what's the point?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, much like anyway. The way the movie Ferdinand sells out the purpose of the book Ferdinand by having Ferdinand have to fight a matador at the end.
Okay. Goof. We've
tie
had
game.
Three.
One and one,
we're
yeah.
tie game. Stuart, this uh-huh. goof's for you.
for Stoof.
You will not believe this fucking goof.
My favorite part of the goof's game is Dan's build up with the goofs.
Imagine who
he's sweating.
What idiot let this goof get by? Well, into the you fucking can't see this movie.
Listeners, you can't see that steam is literally pouring out of Dan's ears as he even conceives of this, the idea of this goof.
He's scrunching up his fedora in between his hands.
as he so reflects angry. On what kind of God would allow a goof like this to come into the world.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a Stuart, this goof is for you. the 1977 Corvette is described as being a car with a 350 cubic inch engine producing 325 horsepower, a 4.10:1 rear end gearing, having a 4-speed manual and an aftermarket intake manifold. This is not true, as this is a California car. It had the detuned L82 California emissions engine. This engine produced a mere 165 horsepower and is actually the least powerful factory V8 engine put in the Corvette. Even with a good aftermarket intake, this thing would not be close to 325 horsepower. It would need new cylinder heads, a new camshaft, and a new carburetor to make it even close to 325 horsepower. What film had the audacity to make this goof?
I am sick to my fucking stomach. To feel like somebody cared so little for the viewer. It's like somebody spat in my face.
It's a lack of respect. It's just a lack of basic respect, yeah.
I'm going to
eat up this slop. Just swallow it up, sheeple.
Is it Fast and the Furious?
I'm afraid that that's, I believe that came out after the 90s.
I think it was a 2000 or 2001 release. I was in college at the time.
Okay, Elliot, you can steal. So,
Elliot, what do you?
I don't have a single idea what this movie involving a 1977 Corvette so erroneously described. I'm so angry. I'm seeing red and not the red of a beautiful Corvette. I can't even imagine. So I'm going to say Forrest Gump.
No, I'm sorry. You're both wrong. This is Boogie Nights, a film in which someone brags about their car. Surely it could not be possibly a character thing that they're getting all this car shit wrong that they're bragging about. This is an audacious goof on the behalf of the filmmakers.
Invalidates the whole movie.
Give that movie 4 Pinocchios and make the noses look like penises because it's Boogie Nights.
Why not? Hey, this is for Elliot. This is the last... This is the last goof of the
evening.
Established classics side of the 90s round of goofs. Okay, here we go. When Alice and Helena, or Helena possibly, are doing story problems, Alice says, "Joe has $2.50, which is a UK Australian construction as opposed to the more American $2.50 or $2.50. What a fucking goof, guys. I cannot believe this person is allowed to still make movies. God damn. Goofs make me so mad. What movie do you think Elliot had this goof about the phrasing Joe has $2.50 versus $2.50 or $2.50? The clue's in there. To reiterate, there are a couple names.
Yep.
Alice and Helena are doing story problems about someone named Joe. So if you have any memory of that.
I do not. Something with school children in it. So I'm going to say the ice storm.
It's not the ice storm. Stuart, do you think you can steal this one?
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop.
No. Good guess.
That may be an 80s movie, but I'm not sure.
It's Eyes Wide Shut. Eyes Wide Shut. So at the end of round one, the score's tied 1-1. Tough game. Turns out these close. Goofs I wish, are not
if only I had the time to go through.
The goofs got me seeing red, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's just so hard to concentrate when these goofs get you so mad. Yeah. They just anger up the blood so much.
You know what? might help you if you're seeing red because of too many goofs. Some microdose gummies, because they deliver perfect entry level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. Can calm you down when that goof rage comes a calling. The goofs get your blood pressure up, and I can't legally probably say that this does anything to your blood pressure, but because I have no medical knowledge about that, but you will feel calmer. I'll tell you that.
Dan, your initials backwards are MD, so maybe you are a doctor.
Yeah, I am. Well, my Twitter handle is Dank McCoy. So let me tell you something about microdose gummies. They're good to help you chill out, wind down, do some creative work, feel a little happier, elevate the mood. You know what? And they're available nationwide. To learn about microdosing THC, you can go to microdose.com and use code FLOP to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that is microdose.com, code FLOP, and we're back in the game.
And I want to apologize.
Just like that.
That was, Dan, you're so smooth. That was amazing. Dan, Stuart, I want to apologize. Kindergarten Cop came out in 1990, so that was a respectable answer. I mean, they wouldn't have been doing word problems. It's a kindergarten. They wouldn't do word problems, but I was wrong, and I want to be the bigger man here and say I apologize.
Yeah, that means a lot, dude. Thank you.
I guess you could say I really goofed on that one.
I would say that.
Wow, okay. Let's not say anything we can't take back.
Hi, I'm Hal Loveland.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
And we're the hosts of We Got This with Mark and Hal, the weekly show where we settle the debates that are most important to you.
That's right. What arguments are you and your friends having that you just can't settle?
Apples or oranges?
Marvel or DC?
Fork versus spoon?
Chocolate or vanilla?
Best bagel?
What's the best Disney song?
We Got This with Mark and Hal. Every week on Maximum Fun, we do the arguing so you don't have to.
Oh, all answers are final for all people for all time.
We got this.
Most game shows quiz contestants about topics they don't even care about.
But for more than 100 episodes, the Go Fact Yourself podcast has asked celebrity guests trivia about topics they choose for themselves.
And introduced them to some of their personal heroes along the way.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry.
Oh my stars.
It's so, so exciting.
Join me, J. Keith Van Stratton.
And me, Helen Hong, along with guests like DJ Jazzy Jeff, Yardley Smith, Roxanne Gay, and so many more on the trivia game show podcast, Go Fact Yourself.
Twice a month, every month on Maximum Fun.
These last five goofs of the evening, I would say, are significant flops of the 90s. Films that are looked on, back upon with derision, if at all.
Okay.
So let's jump right into it. Stuart.
Chain reaction.
Stuart, you're up first.
Got it.
Here's this motherfucking goof, and it goes like this.
I need to calm down here.
And
it's just
going to
wind me up.
In a filthy, lawless, post-apocalyptic world where the remaining humans are dressed in rags and barely surviving, Abby still keeps her armpits clean shaven. Abby, come on. Priorities. What kind of post-apocalyptic things are you not attending to just to keep those pits clean?
So it's a trade-off, is what you're saying.
I don't know why this goof is so angry, but they seem upset about Abby and her shaving habits. Stuart, what movie do you think this could be?
Is it Waterworld?
Oh, fuck, it is not Waterworld.
Ooh, that would have been my first guess too, Stuart.
Elliot, do you have another guess?
So it's a post-apocalyptic world. They're wearing rags, and yet Abby's pits are unnaturally bare of hair. So they still have access
I'm getting angry and I'm also getting turned on about all this talk about
I mean, there is a deleted scene
where she gets access to the strategic Nair reserve. So this should be moved to the incorrectly regarded as goof section.
I'm gonna say, is it the postman?
It is the postman, Elliot. Stuart, you were so close. It's the other Kevin Costner. post-apocalyptic 90s flop. Okay, so Elliot.
That was touch and go. I feel like that could have gone either way for both of us, too.
Yeah.
Elliot, here we go.
But for the grace of God, had you answered first, you would have said Waterworld.
I would have said Waterworld, yeah. Now, it's the flip of a coin that separates a Joker from just a regular guy.
From a midnight toker. Elliot.
So, those are the two same options. Person.
They're two sides of the same coin.
There was a thing in the fucking movie Joker, which is obviously a genius movie. There was a moment when he looked down two paths, and one path, he was going to become a midnight toker. He became a Joker.
Yeah, he would have bedeviled Batman with late night marijuana related crimes. Not imagining there's the one where the Joker has a villain named the Midnight Toker, and he's going, we're not so different, you and I. Two sides of the same coin.
Okay, so Ellie, this is for you, and I gotta warn you, as someone who grew up in the tri-state area.
That's where it was, New Jersey.
A New Jersey native.
One of those three states.
Went to college in New York, lived in New York for years.
Greatest city in the world, the Big Apple.
Infuriate you, this fucking goof.
And I forgot these were goofs. I forgot you were setting me up for rage.
You're going to be so mad as a native of the area. McCoy and Fallow are talking in a crowded subway car and then back up into two empty seats. With that many people on the train, there would not be two easily accessible seats together available. Goof.
Okay.
That last part was me editorializing.
That was the soundboard.
Yeah.
So Dan's in the movie. Mm-hmm. And so there's a scene in a subway.
Were Hank McCoy the Beast?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Could be. 90s. And there's a scene in the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie in the night. And this is the New York subway?
It's a flop. We got to remember this is a very important part of the clues for the second round.
1990s, it was a big flop. I'm going to say Daybreak.
Not Daybreak. Stuart, do you?
Or Daylight?
No.
You know the one I'm talking about.
No, I know which one you.
The one with
Correct.
Sylvester Stallone where he's in a tunnel.
Yeah, but that's not it.
Is it Volcano?
No, that's in Los Angeles, Elliot's current home. Mm-hmm. No, this is The Bonfire of the Vanities, McCoy and Fallow.
You know what? I think of that as an 80s movie, too, because the book came out in the 80s. I should have remembered. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason it flopped is this fucking goof. I'll tell you that.
This goof is
finding two seats together on the train.
Roughly 80 pages of Julie Salomon's The Devil's Candy are about that goof.
Yep.
Stuart, you're up.
Okay.
You're next in this goof troop, and it goes like this. While it might be possible to make the individual chains of a piece of chainmail with a single knitting needle and a pair of pliers, one cannot knit chainmail with two knitting needles. You goofballs. What goofy goobers. This person is mad that someone knitted some chainmail in a film. And I can understand the rage because certainly that could not be like a gag of some kind or just a bit of whimsy, but it must be a goof.
An accurate rendition of the of past times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Think of a big 90s. Goof hole of a movie.
Oh man. Fuck. I feel like it's in there in my brain somewhere and it's just bouncing around. Is it Battlefield Earth?
That's a great guess. It is not Battlefield Earth. Elliot, do you have a guess?
Is it possibly Robin Hood Men in Tights?
It is not that.
Oh.
I would love it if someone got mad at a Mel Brooks gag.
Goof, at one point you can see Mel Brooks in the movie, directing the movie.
Richard Lewis's mole keeps moving. No, that was Wild Wild West.
I've never seen Wild Wild West.
I actually haven't either. Yeah.
You are not missing much. And
Will Smith is one of the most charismatic actors of his generation.
And beloved.
And, well, not beloved to Judd Apatow, who was concerned that Will Smith could be murdering people with punches.
Okay. All right, Elliot, this next goof is for you. This one, oh boy, you're going to get angry again. And I know your feelings on clowns. All right, this one. In one scene, clown says he cannot stand the word God. Later in the movie, he says the word himself. Oh my God, you look like crap. So in one scene, this clown says he can't stand the word God, but then later on he says, oh my God, you look like crap. Impossible.
Possible. Can't happen. Now, Stuart had a good guess, which is Akira. I think that was 88 or 89 that came out, but there's a character named Clown in it. I don't think he's ever named in the movie, but in the comics he certainly is. I know so much more about that. So there's a clown. He's just called Clown.
No, we should just talk about Akira for a while.
I mean, Akira's the movie. I reread the comics not too long ago, and it gets a little repetitive by the end, but it's just an amazing vision.
Elliot,
vision of yes, Dan.
Assemble a bunch of insane clowns in your head, like an insane clown posse, if you will.
A whole posse of them. Yeah, I'm rounding them up.
Okay. Imagine what one could have said this in what context, what film context.
Sure.
Out of that insane clown posse, what clown is the most 90s clown you can think of? Oof. Again, I don't really care about the game. I'm helping you out because I think it makes better radio.
Yeah, if someone gets something right. It's hard for me to imagine 90s movies with clowns in them at this point. Mm-hmm. I know
You know, just guess something, toss it to Stu's. We can move along.
Let's just move along. Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee. Incorrect. Stuart, do you have a guess?
I don't know, like Super Mario Brothers or something.
No. I'm afraid, my friends, that was Spawn with, of course, John Leguizamo.
Right. As Clown, that's
fuck,
right.
Clown.
You should have said Killer Clown, Dan, and I would have had a better idea. Yeah,
well, then you'd think there'd be From Outer Space.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You should
point.
Have
good
said point, Michael point. J. White.
That movie has the scene where Clown shows up. This is the only thing about the movie that I remember, which I saw in the theaters, that Clown is standing there. Spawn's daughter opens the door, and Clown has his own head, and his head starts to deflate, and a balloon with his face on it starts to inflate, and the balloon is talking, and it looks bizarre, and Spawn's daughter does not react as if this is a strange thing. Like, just takes it in stride that this clown's head is deflating while a balloon with his face is inflating, and that's when the movie lost me. That's a goof.
That's the one that was up until that point you were locked in.
Yeah. I said, this is amazing. I love the adventures of Spawn and Cagliostro or whatever his mentor is named.
Al Simmons.
This is okay. Well, here we go. It's the big finale, the grand finale. I say that because it's the last question. There's
peak
nothing
goof. Yep.
Nothing else about it. It's a fucking goof. Let me tell you
it's
that.
The goof to resistance.
This is the rage virus directly injected into our eyeballs.
Yeah, you're going to be so mad when you hear this goof. You're not.
This is we're going to want to.
These
end
are
movies.
Professionals, guys.
Yeah,
these are professionals making this movie. They thought they were making a big movie, and they let this crap on screen, and here it is. There is no reason for a chainsaw to be aboard a boat, especially a cruise ship. The chainsaw's sole purpose is to cut wood, specifically trees. Also, the exhaust fumes from running a gas-powered chainsaw indoors would be hazardous to all involved. A little safety lesson in the middle of that goof. Mm-hmm. Stuart.
It's good to know it's a public service.
What movie?
Ooh, wow. I mean, I'm shaking, I'm crying, I'm throwing up. this goof. I don't know, is it like Deep Rising maybe?
Oh, Stuart, I'm afraid not. Elliot.
Good, because that movie rules and it shouldn't be in the bad category.
Do you know what this is?
I'm going to... Again, try to make my way past the anger I feel that these things happen.
When you saw it, there was so much rage that you went into a blackout.
Assuming I saw this movie.
To protect your brain, you've forgotten what film had this egregious goof.
that I must have seen it, and that's why I woke up with blood on my hands and no memory of how I had gotten to where I was. Is it Speed 2 Cruise Control?
It is Speed 2.
God damn it, you're
Cruise
right.
Control. So I think the final tally is 3-1 in Elliot's favor.
That's wild shit. When Master. Willem Dafoe's like covering his body in leeches, that movie, that's some wild shit.
There's chainsaws on boats. They don't care.
Well, I'd like to
low scoring game on all sides today. Low scoring game. But
it was
okay.
It was hard. I think we were blinded by our anger at the goofs. I think.
Yeah. Well, I would like
blinded
to
by the goofs. Lit up like a goof in a motor in the night. Yeah.
Yep.
I thank all the goof fans out there for taking a trip down Goofy Lane with us. thank you to our producer Alex Smith. He is at Howell Doughty on Twitter. And thank you again for listening. I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot. I can't even finish saying my name. I'm just so mad about those goofs. Can't even. Goofs. I can't get through the fury to say my own name in this Elliot Kalin.
Fucking goofs.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.